Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino International Film Festival. Today we meet two members of the international jury, Adas Yaron and Don McKellar. So welcome.
Thank you.
So how is it going? It's been 4 days already.
It's been four days.
And then, Friday, like Saturday, yeah, that's the fourth day.
Yeah. But we didn't see any. We didn't see any of our movies the first day,
yeah.
Right? Because no, it's going fantastic. I mean, we've been treated exceptionally well.
Yeah,
we've been eating well and nice hotel. And I sprained my ankle, but I'm not going to blame the city for that.
I have a cold.
we're invalids, but
the duties of a jury are hard. So, first of all, how did you react to the invitation to be part of this jury? Is something that you accepted right away, or were you doubtful? What was the first?
For me, it was fantastic because I'm just finishing a TV series that I directed, and I'm shooting a film in the spring, so it was just this little window that I so wanted to get away somewhere. And I was like, yes, Torino, which I loved. I'd been here before many, many, many years ago, and I loved it then. And I thought, oh, it'd be so fantastic to come back. And I loved the city then. And yeah, it was very exciting.
Plus, we're finally watching last night again. It's in the retrospective, the second part of retrospective.
Which was the last time I was here many, many years ago. So. 2000 and
last night and last time.
Yeah.
Last time.
And Adas was here before on Fred and
much,
in Turin.
Much more recently.
Yeah. Well, yes. No, I was really happy. I know Mara and Emanuela from last year, and I really wanted to come back, but I couldn't because I was supposed to be filming now, and I eventually, a week before they wanted the last response, no, after I already told them, listen, I can't, postponed the film to the summer. So I was like, Mara, I can still do it, is it possible? She said, yes, we have one spot left. Yeah, because I thought, okay, well, next year. So I'm happy, it was a good chance, yeah.
So did you establish how to structure your days here and your duties as a jury? Is there a selection criteria? Did you define some elements that are important
for you to look at?
We did not define anything yet, I think.
I think we're having a lunch today where we're going to get the official instructions.
Really? I'm not sure there are instructions.
I think it's up to us, right?
I mean, it's just, I think it's instincts and it's, I mean, not instincts, but it's just the way you feel about something, but you do have a criteria. It's not like, oh, I like this, I hated this. It's not like that.
No, we all have a criteria because we all have our experience and our work, but I mean, I don't think there's any official rule.
No, I think it's just we will watch everything, we'll discuss everything. We have a very good president.
We have a good president. We all like each other. I think it's going to be okay. Yeah. You know, sometimes early in a jury, I've done it before, and you think, this is going to be trouble.
Oh. But
yes, exactly. Because I'm fascinated by the idea of being a jury, but I was told that it's not that easy to discuss a film and to
it can be
agree
tense.
On. Mm.
Sometimes you have people who want to make a point or something, but I don't think we have that here.
I don't think that Lachman is the kind of president that forces you into a decision.
No,
so
And I don't think there's so much ego on this jury.
No one's
be kind and talk and we'll figure something out.
I don't think anyone's trying to prove anything.
But what are the aspects, the elements that count for you personally? And do you think that your activity in films as actors and as the director affect your judgment?
Oh, wow. For me, I mean, I don't know. I just need something that has soul in it. I can't really explain a criteria.
That's a good one.
You can feel something or you don't. You do look about like the style of something, but you know, something can have style and have no soul, and then I won't go for it. But so I don't know. I mean, you just feel it, I guess.
Well, I mean, of course, your experience informs your judgment and your taste. But it's funny. It's often you respond, at least speaking for myself, often I respond to something very different from what I've been doing. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, I've been having this idea in my head. Mm-hmm. I want to shoot like this, and then I see something, oh, but this is totally different, and yet it works. That can be the most exciting thing sometimes. So I see these festivals in general and juries like this as an opportunity to really open yourself to fresh ideas. Hopefully this festival, which is for younger filmmakers,
yes, exactly.
You want fresh. I think that's important to me, something that I feel it feels like has something unique, something that's saying something without imitation.
Yes.
You know. That's the most difficult thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, to find your unique voice.
Yeah.
And talking about that, do you feel that in the press conference they were talking about a responsibility? Is there such a thing, a responsibility, since you're judging young filmmakers mostly at their first, second, or third film, so they're still trying to find their voice? So do you feel this responsibility, since within a word you could actually maybe not change their career but still direct it somewhere good?
What do you think, John?
Well, I mean, hopefully, I mean, yes, I suppose it would be great to inspire someone and to affirm someone, you know, in their career. But on the other hand, it's just a jury that.
And also, I think it will always be someone who deserves that. I mean, you always choose the best.
So I hope so, but it's difficult.
But it still tastes, you know, like I just don't want to put it all in the jury, you know, like hopefully just being chosen by the festival and getting the response is also,
no,
I don't want to.
No, that's for sure. Just being in the festival is a good thing. It's
yes.
not
yeah.
like we make the destiny of a film. It can help, and they are all young filmmakers, so whichever we choose.
It would be great. You know, hopefully you hope you pick someone, one of the categories, and it really means something to them and it helps affirm them.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of money and maybe some people that will make a really big difference.
Yeah.
So that's the hope.
And now I'm curious about one thing. It's I like to think that especially for us journalists or for actors, directors, all the people that work in cinema, I like to think that besides acknowledging that there are some great directors or great films, there are some guilty pleasures that we have. Like I have some DVDs of films that I don't even have the courage to tell people that sometimes I watch, even if I know exactly all the wrong things that are in that film, but still it's my guilty pleasure. So
tell us,
are yours?
Give us an example.
She's not going to say.
No.
She's ashamed.
Ashamed. Or else we won't know.
Yeah, we won't
say
anything.
Know what it means.
But listeners don't care about what I think.
I think they do.
Yeah, tell us. Just one, please.
No. Okay,
we'll ask the listeners to call in and...
For example, even if I love Truffaut, it's sometimes I call myself, for example, the Elle Woods of cinema, because I sometimes refer myself as the Reese Witherspoon of Legally Blonde. You know, for example, making fun of myself, but I mean, sometimes there are films that are, you know, comedies, for example, things that, but in the moment of your life, for example, adolescence, I don't know, meant something.
Of course,
so.
Well, but in my adolescence, I was watching, and I think I'm like a lot of people, maybe more now, I was watching European high art films, and I loved Godard, and I'd go out of my way to see a Fassbinder film, but also really I like exploitation films and American horror films, and so for me that's my taste is completely informed by the two different sides. I don't see it as a contrast necessarily. I don't feel the guilty pleasure.
I don't feel guilty,
you know, when I loved Dawn of the Dead, it was not... I never felt guilty about it, but, you know, but maybe my friends who were watching Antonioni thought... to me, Italian cinema is a perfect cinema for that, because it's a real mixture of high art and trash, you know? Like, it has that kind of energy that comes from that, and so...
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, you like people... around. In our business, it's very cool to say, okay, I love Truffaut, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't say, as I always say, I love John Hughes. He shaped my life.
yeah. True.
I wanted to be Molly Ringwald, so what about you, Anna?
Well, also, mine is not guilty. And actually, it's I really love musicals.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
I love musicals. It makes me so happy. But it's not, I don't feel ashamed. I think musicals are very good.
Of course, I
don't feel ashamed.
No, musicals, they're real pure cinema, I think.
No, but I can't think, because I don't watch horror films because it frightens me.
But to me, you know, I think of horror films and musicals as similar, because I feel like they are set pieces. They're like, they're the most cinematic genres,
yeah.
Because they're... And both of them have big set pieces.
And
you know,
so
in horror, it's like the big suspense sequence, and musical is the big musical number. And
yeah.
So I think that if you love cinema, you should love both those genres.
Should love.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dom McKellar, Ada Ciaron, two members of the international jury at the 34th Torino International Film Festival. Good luck.
Thank you.
Do the right thing.
We'll try.
Okay. Thank you.
And
thank
this is Chiara Nicoletti. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.